I was just saying to my wife last night, one of the hardest issues in ethics is what does loyalty to friends entail? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a problem, as you can imagine. Sure. What happens if you get a book from a friend that's, you love the friend more than you love the book? Sure. So a friend of mine once advised me in those situations, say something nice about the person rather than about the book. Mm-hmm. So I, sure enough, I did that the next time that incident came. Yeah. And the editor called me and said, it's very nice what you said about so-and-so, but we need something more about the book.
So what'd you do?
I said something nicer about the book. And I tried to fit it in with what I felt comfortable saying, but it was probably a little more than what I felt. Mm-hmm. It's hard. What do you, you know, it's... one of the reasons I think a code of ethics can give a lot of ideas but can't legislate every single case is because it's hard to... You know, we have differing responsibilities. For example, somebody wrote to me with a dilemma that his child, based on her grades alone, couldn't get into a certain school, mm-hmm. but he had connections at that school. Is it immoral to use those connections? Mm-hmm. To which I really thought about this one, and I said, first of all, parents have their own sets of responsibilities. You know, in other words, we come into life with different sets of obligations. We have certain obligations. Like, I asked a number of friends of mine. One of my friends said he had used his pull to get his child into a school that was a little hard to get into. And he said one of the questions he asked himself was, if he didn't, and his son 10 years down the road said to him, Dad, you could have gotten me in there, but you didn't, you know, he would have felt that the son would have had a right to have a grievance against him. And then another friend of mine said, to refuse to use your connections to help your child in a world in which other people are using their connections is unfair to your child. Said it would become like a country getting rid of atom bombs while other countries were not. So there are a lot of things that make it hard, you know, and then yet we all recognize there are limits. I mean, you know, are there any limits to what you would do? And, you know, and obviously there are. You know, there are things like raising fundraising. The Jewish community will publicize the names of donors in ways that, you know, some people find uncomfortable. But I think that's within the limits of what's fair. I don't think it would be nice if they started putting out a list of people who weren't giving money, you know. So there's always ethics, and then you have to keep sort of testing them out. But it's hard to definitively write down always, which is why even in my code of ethics, I'll offer different views on positions that I might have a view on, but I recognize there are people who have very different views.